You are listening to a special pre-recorded episode of the Four-Person Show. Though we will not be taking live calls tonight, we want to answer any questions or comments you may have. Drop us a line at email at thefourpersons.com.
Welcome to The Tangled Knot with Deb Rojas. With the help of our Heavenly Mother Mary, undoer of knots, Deb seeks to help us untangle the knots we find, and often cause, in our own lives. Deborah Rojas, MS, is a psychotherapist and mental health counselor at Integrity Counseling Services. A graduate of Divine Mercy University, Deborah utilizes a variety of approaches within a Catholic Christian framework, depending on the needs of the client. These approaches include cognitive behavioral therapy, internal family systems, emotion-focused therapy, forgiveness therapy, person-centered therapy, gestalt techniques, and narrative therapy. She specializes in women's issues, relationship trauma, spiritual trauma, physical and sexual trauma, anxiety and depression, and grief and loss. She also works with priests, pastors, and seminarians, drawing from her background of over 20 years of working in both Protestant and Catholic churches. For more information about Deb and Integrity Counseling, please visit them at integritycounselingpa.com. Once again, the address is integritycounselingpa.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Deb Rojas.
Welcome to The Tangled Knot. I am your host, Deb Rojas, and I'm here with my colleague and friend, Dr. Fred Bully. Welcome, Fred.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
Doing well tonight. How are you?
Good. Tired.
I hear you. Tonight, we are here on The Tangled Knot to discuss various knots of suffering and how they affect our lives. But tonight we'll be talking about vacation particularly. Can we get away from these knots on vacation? And I'm not talking about like bedhead of your 4-year-old, you know, it's like all tangled nest or the garden knot or, when your earphones are just terrible. But, you know, these are the knots that really affect life and it really causes a lot of pain, often in the context of relationships, family, marriage, children, estrangement, divorce, a whole host of factors. And of course, I have vacation on the brain because I was recently on vacation.
Yeah. Where did you go, Deb?
I went to Puerto Rico.
Wow. Is that your first time there?
It was my first time. Yes, it was my first time. I've wanted to go for a long time. And I lived on an island in the Pacific Ocean for a number of years. So I know what tropical islands are like, but I had forgotten how hot.
Right. So it was pretty steamy, huh? What what were your first impressions as you got to Puerto Rico?
The moon. The moon was incredible. It was a full moon, and so bright that it was almost like the sun. It was shining through the palm trees, and I took this picture of it. It was just stunning. But also the heat at 8:30 at night.
So it didn't cool down, huh?
It really didn't cool down. They were having a heat wave when we went, so it was unseasonably warm. And thankfully, the one day that we ended up spending a lot of time outside with family, it cooled off.
That's good.
by a good 10 or 15 degrees. So we got some nice breezes from the ocean. Mm-hmm. But yes, first time I took my two youngest children.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a wonderful introduction to the island.
Were you in a hotel or Airbnb?
No, we stayed in an Airbnb and had an ocean view.
Wow.
It was also half a block from the fort in Old San Juan.
There's a fort there, huh?
The largest fort, yes. The name is eluding me right now. But it really is what defines the city historically. And the views from the fort are spectacular.
Wow.
But there are also cannons and barracks, and you kind of get to see how the fort functioned over the centuries.
So is that a U.S. military base or what?
No, not anymore. It's more of a national park now.
I see.
And Puerto Rico is a territory.
So was it the U.S. military that built it?
No, it was Spanish.
I see.
And don't ask me dates, please. I am the wrong person to get into the historical facts.
Because Puerto Rico is part of America, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know when they became part of America?
Actually, that was not part of the fort history. Mm-mm. Do you?
I've heard, but I can't remember. I wonder if it was during the Spanish-American War. What were you going to say?
I think it was during your lifetime, wasn't it? More recently.
Are you trying to say I was alive during the Spanish-American War, Deb?
No. I'm trying to say Puerto Rico is a recent acquisition.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
But that you're a little bit older than me.
Yeah, a little bit. Not that much. Anyway, so maybe, but I don't know. Someone who knows about Puerto Rico can let us know, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw some cool historical stuff. What else?
I did. I saw the cathedral. Went to Mass there.
Cool.
And confession. And that was quite beautiful. Beautiful architecturally. Simple in its decor. And the liturgy was interesting. It was all Spanish, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the music was not music I was familiar with, and incorporated drums and keyboard and amplified sound, which is not my favorite.
Right.
You know, not knowing the settings. I'm more of a prayerful observance.
Right.
Interestingly, the homily was delivered in both Spanish and English.
That was my next question, but I actually did give a translation, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so
cool.
First it was delivered completely in Spanish, and mm-hmm. then it was delivered again in English. And then, you know, of course, I knew what the readings were. It was Trinity Sunday. So
right.
I was able to, you know, still follow along for all
mm-hmm.
because the Mass is universal.
It is universal. It's one of the beautiful things about it.
Mm-hmm. That was really a joy to see so many people on vacation, actually, at Mass.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hadn't even thought of incorporating that into our discussion about vacation. But, you know, do you take a vacation from Mass?
Right. A lot of people do, don't they?
They probably do. I don't know. Like growing up, you grew up as a missionary kid.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up as a pastor's kid.
Yeah.
So did you ever go on vacation as a kid and not go to church?
Well, after my parents stepped out of the mission for us kids to grow up a little bit, our attendance at church wasn't the same level as when we were missionaries, for sure. When we were missionaries, I don't know that we ever had a vacation.
Hmm.
We were always somewhere doing deputation or meeting
mm-hmm.
supporters or something like that, visiting family, whatever. So The short answer is no. During that time, we always were in church.
Mm-hmm.
Had to be.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a teenager, we did miss occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as important to miss a prayer meeting, you know, a Protestant service. Missing the Protestant service, like, oh, well, that's too bad. But that's different from missing the sacrifice of the Mass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because I think my family still observes Sunday morning church, my Protestant family,
mm-hmm.
more religiously than most Catholics observe the Sunday obligation.
Wow.
So I grew up going to Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday night church.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was a hardcore commitment. And then we would have the, you know, the week-long revival services or missions conferences throughout the year. So there was always a lot of church going on, and it wasn't optional. You know, it's like if the doors were open, you were there kind of mentality. When we went on vacation, we only ever went to visit my mom's family, and my grandfather was a pastor out in Chicago. And so not only did we go to church, we ended up singing or playing the piano or playing the violin or like doing something on his for his church service.
Yes, I know what you're talking about, Deb. You can feel very wearying. So how can you get a vacation from all the church going?
Well, you need a vacation from all the church going.
Mm-hmm.
And what would be the point?
I wonder why it's so wearying. Why do people feel tired? And it's supposed to be the day of rest, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know as a kid, it was very social, so I actually looked forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got to see my friends in Sunday school, and then there was often a potluck afterwards, and then we'd come home, everybody would take a nap, and then we'd go back to church in the evening, and it was a little bit more low-key in the evening.
Right, yeah. Evening church was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But we hated to miss Disney.
Say again?
We hated to miss Disney. That was when the Wonderful World of Disney was on. If you were sick, it was like, oh, yes.
I get to stay home and watch Disney. So, you know, we bring up the book occasionally, Leisure, the Basis of Worship by Joseph Pieper. Mm-hmm. And we bring it up because he talks very eloquently about how our leisure should be rooted. It is rooted in what we worship.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, I was talking to my son today about how we are all wired for worship.
Yes.
You know, in the sense that God made us to worship him. We're made by love for love, but we're also made for worship.
Mm-hmm.
And so our hearts will worship someone or something.
Inevitably, and we won't be happy if we're not worshiping. We've got to worship in a good way, in the right way to be happy.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So we won't truly be happy if our loves aren't properly ordered towards God.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, can you then go on vacation and not include God in that vacation?
Right.
You know?
So what is the point of vacation, would you say?
I've been thinking about this because I didn't really go on vacation other than visiting family,
mm-hmm.
a few years ago, and I'm not a spring chicken. So, and there's something different about going to the shore and spending a week just refreshing yourself in nature, or going to the mountains, or traveling and going to the Eternal City, or Jerusalem. You know, like just being able to go and experience other places that are very different from home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think part of vacation, part of vacating, is actually leaving the domicile.
Mm-hmm.
So what could be some of the benefits of that?
Top Gun.
Top Gun of Virginia has been serving the East Coast with quality swimming pool, shot creek, and gunite applications for over 35 years. The strong legacy of craftsmanship that Top Gun has garnered is backed by the pride we take in creating a lasting product. Top Gun will help you stay on schedule and within budget, while still maintaining the level of quality control and safety that is expected from a name with 35 years of experience.
Top Gun.
Top Gun of Virginia is a premier supplier of commercial shotcrete and gunite services on the East Coast. Shotcrete and gunite are forms of pneumatically applied concrete which can be used to build or repair structures. Shotcrete and gunite can perform jobs which are not possible or are more difficult with traditional form and pour concrete applications. Top Gun uses our own volumetric trucks to apply engineer-certified mixes of both wet and dry process applications to meet any need.
Top Gun. Top Gun is located at 10017 Richmond Highway, Lorton, Virginia, 22079. You can reach them at 703-550-9207 or email them at info@topgungunite.com. Make sure you mention that you heard this ad on the Four Persons Podcast.
We will be back to the Tangled Knot with Deb Rojas on the Four Persons Network in just a moment. The Four Persons Inc. is a registered 501c3 nonprofit. It is our goal to bring you the very best Catholic content possible, including great contributors like Deb. Going forward, we will continue to bring you great apologists, great educational content, devotionals, Catholic books, and live charitable and social outreach activism. To continue to keep bringing you this great program, we need your help. All of our members are volunteering their time and effort, but it costs money to pay for all of the things connected with our shows, podcasts, and articles. Please take a moment to donate. Our online credit card platform is not yet running, but you can send your tax-deductible gift to the Four Persons Inc., P.O. Box 11214, Manassas, Virginia, 20113. The address again is the Four Persons Inc., P.O. Box 11214, Manassas, Virginia, 20113. If you would like to advertise your business on our programs, or if you have any comment or question of any kind, please email us at email@thefourpersons.com or call us at 240-728-6531. Thank you.
Searching for
You think about someone caressing your arm, it gets numb after a while, right? There's got to be a little bit of variety because you won't appreciate that even what is a soft, warm touch. And I think the same could be said of the place where you are and the things that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're good things, you know, and they're...
Even though you love your favorite easy chair.
Exactly. It starts to get numb after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Got to refresh.
Right. There's also just the mundane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the mundane aspect of everyday life. The garbage needing to be taken out. The lawn mowed. You know, all of the maintenance.
Yes.
So being able to literally take a break from that by vacating is restorative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think about how much work we often do on our vacations.
Yeah.
If you went to Europe last year.
Mm-hmm.
How restful is that?
Well, it was very good for the soul, I think. But in terms of real and the physical side of things, I was exhausted, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I was wiped out. I spent like so much of my time driving.
Wow.
And when we were in Italy, we spent so much of our time walking. Walk through the heat,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah,
so physically,
that's awesome.
Yeah, you're really, really tired. But to the soul... I think it's very restful, very restorative.
You know, there's another aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one of anticipation.
Hmm.
Just came to mind as you were talking about that. Because, you know, how long did you anticipate that trip?
Yeah, months.
At least.
Hmm, yeah.
You know, and that in a way provides some meaning to work. It's like I'm not
mm-hmm.
just working, only a slave to my work.
Right.
But I'm going to be able to take a break from my work and enjoy other things because
mm-hmm.
I'm working so hard. But the the anticipation and then the realization
mm-hmm.
together really form something wonderful.
Yes. All right, you are, Deb. Did I say that out loud?
You did. You did.
Can I take
it's
that
on
back?
The record. It is on the permanent record, Fred.
Dang it.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
I
realized it, you know, just in the planning with my daughters, like planning Puerto Rico,
mm-hmm.
planning the end. You know, planning everything. And for Puerto Rico, you don't need a passport.
Right.
You know, you just need a driver's license.
Because it's part of America.
And, you know, if we were getting ready the morning of, the Uber was going to pick us up at noon. And just a quick shout out to my children. You have your driver's license, right? And one of them did not.
Oh, my word.
And... it was like a prayerful panic, if there is such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
For about 20 minutes, as I was just like, Lord, please. Saint Anthony, please. You know, just, but I have not felt that level of like heart palpitation worry in a very, very long time. And my brain was thinking, how are we going to take this child without her driver's license? Like, what are the other options? I had to, like, do some research. Can I take her with her, you know, social security card or whatnot? What is necessary? I know. That was the worst case scenario, was she wouldn't be able to go.
Horrible.
However, she did fine. It was only 20 minutes of panic. Prayerful panic, let's call it.
Prayerful panic, yeah.
Yes, and thank the Lord and St. Anthony. It was found. But that moment also made me realize how much I was looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
And how much I was looking forward to both of the girls being there.
Yeah.
And us experiencing that together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like the thought of not having it really increased my gratitude for the experience as a whole. So it's the anticipation factor, I think, is really part of the excitement and part of the experience of it all.
Absolutely.
You know, like you look forward to it, you experience it, and then you look back on it and go, wow, wasn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So is it possible to go on vacation and not take your problems with you?
Theoretically, I've heard people do that.
It's been What About Bob, right? He's supposed to take a vacation from his problems.
Right.
And actually, I think it works fairly well for Bob, though not for his psychiatrist.
Exactly.
But
it's harder these days because you do have your cell phone with you.
Mm-hmm.
That people are still asking you questions and
mm-hmm.
talking to you about their worries, and that's what we do, and I love it. I appreciate the trust that people would give me their problems to help them
mm-hmm.
To share that burden. But
mm-hmm.
you do need to have a break, and mm-hmm. if you're constantly, even on vacation, trying to deal with issues and problems, it's not so good. It's not a true rest, is it?
No, in that case, certainly not.
Mm.
So can you imagine going on vacation without Wi-Fi?
Yeah, it would be weird, though, and it would probably be a challenge at first.
Right? We're so used to, like, Wi-Fi, smart TV, like, having
mm-hmm.
all of these means of distraction
mm-hmm.
that keep us from really being in the moment.
Yep. When I was a kid, we lived part of the time without electricity or running water back in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember very well the evenings when we would fire up the propane lantern, light candles. It was very, very quiet. If we wanted music, we could have it by playing the music or singing. But there was no recorded music or radios or anything.
Huh.
No television. But were we bored? No, we weren't bored.
Mm-hmm.
Were we stir crazy? No, we weren't stir crazy. It's a matter of adjusting to a different speed.
Mm-hmm.
We were much more peaceful than collected than kids.
Maybe
are today.
More adaptable too.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense of like being able to actually adapt to your surroundings rather than just having your technology be your surroundings?
That's a really good way of putting that, I think, because I think technology is that way now, phones and computers and such, television. We go into an artificial surrounding, don't we?
Uh-huh.
So we take
that
with us. Here we go.
An artificial surrounding.
Mm-hmm. Instead of being really aware of how different it is to sit in a room in Puerto Rico, for example, than to sit in a room
mm-hmm.
in somewhere in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is different, didn't you find?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The
lizard?
No, not in Old San Juan.
Oh. too bad.
Not an old Taiwan. I mean, when I lived on Guam, we had lizards.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Yeah. All over the place.
At first, it's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
Try to pretend you were real cool about it.
You know what? You get used to them.
Yeah, that is true. Yep.
So you said freaky, and I, in my brain, I went, was it though? I think I was more weirded out by the gigantic moths that were like the size of your palm. Those were wild. Really disturbing.
Yeah.
So big, I was a little terrified of them.
Other forms of insect life, too.
Hmm?
Other forms of insect life.
Right, like the massive cockroaches.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, indeed. The massive flying cockroaches. Okay, that tropical vacation was wonderful because we did not have any, like, there were no mosquitoes. I know, right?
Wow.
And I think it's because the breeze is just so lovely off of the ocean.
Wonderful.
That even though it was hot, there really weren't a lot of mosquitoes. Where we were, there were just no bugs. So it was just like well-maintained property.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when we went down the island to visit family, it was right off the ocean. And so there was a beautiful breeze. We were out on the porch the entire day.
Wow.
But they had fans blowing and just the breeze. And
mm-hmm.
with the shelter from the sun, it was beautiful.
Mm.
It was really, really beautiful to be outside. And then we really got to see the vegetation.
Mm.
And it's kind of like, I'm really not in Philadelphia anymore.
Yeah.
I'm seeing banana trees and avocado trees. And
cool.
Yes, beautiful tropical flowers everywhere.
So let me ask you a question, Deb.
Mm-hmm.
Can you not just do the same thing by staying at home and getting drunk? Why not just, like, go for 3 days where you just have pure self-indulgence?
Obliteration.
Go to a spa, maybe. Or,
mm-hmm.
yes, obliteration with alcohol. Or a lot of people these days are smoking the weed.
Ganja?
What? Never heard that before, Beth. You're teaching me all new things. I don't know. Just kidding. Yes, but... Can't you just have as much fun if you stay home?
Can you have just as much fun if you stay home? Well, that question assumes that fun is the main objective of vacation,
mm-hmm.
right? Can it fulfill the same purpose? Well, if you think about vacation, vacate is part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to note that removing oneself from the ordinary is part of what is restful. Like when you walk into your house,
mm-hmm.
how many jobs are you reminded of that you have in process just
right.
by walking through the front door? You know, immediately I see shoes on the floor. I see that the kitchen's not clean. I see, you know, the dog needs to go out. I just see everything. And then I'm reminded of all of the things that I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the grocery list starts ticking.
Right.
It's constant. It's just constant because I'm in that space. And, you know, that's part of making that space home, but it's not... Like, I do rest there, but it's just part of the rhythm of the day and part of the rhythm of the week.
You know how when you talk to clients about anxiety, and one of the things that I think, I don't know what you do, Deb, but I'm assuming that you probably do the same thing I do to a certain extent, which is you talk to them about relaxation. And a client will often say, I relax every night, you know, I get on the couch, watch
mm-hmm.
some television, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we mean. We mean that you systematically check every muscle in your body,
mm-hmm.
all the main muscles, and you make sure that it's not tensed. So you
mm-hmm.
tense it and then relax it. And what you will find is that if you have anxiety, that as soon as you tense and relax it, it will tense back up again, right? So you think it's relaxed and you've gone on to your next set of muscles, but meanwhile your neck is now tensing back up because it's a habit, right? You're bracing yourself for whatever bad thing is going to happen, affecting yourself with that anxiety. So to actually truly relax in that sense takes a lot of practice. Ironically enough, it takes a lot of work. You've got to learn
how to relax.
So is that similar to what you're talking about? You said that the main point of vacation isn't necessarily to have fun. What else could it be?
It's really truly to rejuvenate, to refresh, to restore. I worked for a priest who lived in Germany for a while, and he said they, over in Europe, will take an entire month of vacation because it takes at least a week to relax.
Yeah, you don't realize that at first. It's really hard to be aware of that.
Well, considering that my vacation was only 5 days, I'm wondering how much relaxing I actually did, you know, as because I was still thinking about work.
Right.
You know, in the sense of I have to get back and go to work, so I can't get too tired on my last day because I'm going to be working the next day. You know, so it was there. It was on the mind, even though I wasn't actively doing work. Yeah. So what was your question? I'm sorry. Oh, relax, right? Relax, rejuvenate. And doing that at home, like, as we can see, there are a lot of impediments to doing that at home. So there's a, you know, it's important to incorporate relaxation into one's lifestyle.
Sure.
On a daily and a weekly basis. You know, I have some clients who work really long shifts on their feet. And so I've made the suggestion of trying to relax by taking a bath when they get home and just allowing their body the opportunity to soak and relax. And that has helped their sleep tremendously because they're actually able to, like, get back into their body. It's kind of like a long road trip, you know, like when you drive for 12 hours straight and then you stop. What do you still see?
What do you still see?
I still see the road.
Like,
it's hard for me to.
You feel
like,
it and you hear it.
You feel it, you hear it. It's like still kind of in your body for a while.
Right. Yes.
And so.
You have to lie down in bed, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So to do something that interrupts that and kind of brings us back into the moment. It's really helpful to have within our daily cycles. We have that the day of rest, Sunday, the Lord's Day, you know, as part of our weekly cycle. But also to have within our annual cycle time to really take off.
Looking for a Catholic counselor? Dr. Peter Klopones, Deb Rojas, and the team at Integrity Counseling Services provide faithful Catholic counseling in Pennsylvania and beyond. We offer telehealth and in-person counseling for porn addiction, betrayal trauma, anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, and much more. You can find us at integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781. That's integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781.
Looking for a Catholic counselor or coach? Dr. Fred Boley provides faithful Catholic counseling and coaching for men in Missouri and beyond. He conveniently offers telehealth services for anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, or just getting stuff done. You can find him at stbarn.org or 872-269-1280. Once again, the number is 872-269-1280.
She is a Catholic recording artist, multi-award-winning songwriter. She sings contemporary and folk rock music. She has been in the music industry for over 5 years. Her music is her ministry. She aims to help people that suffer from all kinds of pain in life and try to bring them to the Lord through her music. She has 3 albums out and her music is being played on radio stations all over the world. Her website is lisamarienicole.com and she is on social media. Her music page is facebook.com Lisa Songs of Worship. YouTube at Lisa M. Nicole. Instagram Lisa_Marie_Nicole_official. Her songs can be purchased on her website, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and everywhere else. Her merchandise store has everything for her ministry and can be accessed through her website. Her new CDs will be available very soon and can be purchased through her website. She counts herself blessed that God has chosen her to help spread his message. She is Lisa Marie Nicole. Get her music today.
Here is the latest podcast schedule here on The Four Persons. You'll want to write this down so you can keep up with our shows. On Monday at 7 will be the new night of The Tangled Knot with Deb Rojas. Tuesday will be a flex schedule. Some weeks we'll have shows on Tuesday, some weeks we will not. On Wednesday, that will be the new night of Uncounseling with Dr. Fred Boley. Again, that's on Wednesday at 7 Eastern Time, Uncounseling with Fred Boley. Thursday will be the second flex scheduled date of our week. On Friday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, it is the Catholic Ken Apologetics Show with Ken Litchfield. Then at 7 p.m., the Luke Haskell Show. On Saturday at noon Eastern, it is the Burnt Toast and Coffee Show with apologist William Hemsworth. On Saturday evening at 7 p.m., it will be the Taking It to the Streets Show with Terry Delp. And on Sunday at 5 p.m., it is Catholicism Rock. That is our regular schedule, and as things change, we will notify you here at The Four Persons.
And now, back to Deb Rojas and The Tangled Knot on the Four Persons Network.
So I was kind of thinking about how the ancients would have done that. In an agrarian society.
Mm-hmm.
How our life, we could live our entire life and never stop.
Right.
Because we have electricity, we have technology, it's everything just keeps going all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So in an agrarian society, like how different would that lifestyle be in the ebb and flow of seasons?
Mm-hmm. There wasn't a whole lot to do over the winter time. There were some tasks that needed to be done, but many people had a lot of free time over the winter.
Also, without electricity, the days would be significantly shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So they would, you know, theoretically be in an effort to conserve lighting materials, tallow or oil, would just go to bed early.
Right.
And be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we have this intense need for productivity all the time, you know?
Yes, yes. As though we are units in a factory rather than real persons.
Right, like slaves to productivity.
Mm-hmm.
So an agrarian lifestyle would have had that built in annually.
For sure.
And in the wintertime, a lot more fun. Like, I think of Little House on the Prairie and how they talk about, they would do, like, the skating parties, the ice skating parties. And they would have all their socials and bundle up in the sleds and
dances, torches, and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so in that way, it's kind of like God built that into nature.
Mm-hmm.
For us.
Yes.
And because we live so far from nature right now, we've missed out.
It's a real shame. We really are sort of insulated from that connection with what is real, the rhythms of nature.
You know, and as a result, we really abuse ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just thinking about it from a psychological perspective, it's like how much anxiety and depression come from that disconnect.
Yes, because we get into our heads, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I really loved as a kid was I had a paper route. Did you say paper route or paper route?
I say route.
Okay. Then you are correct.
And
every day I had to take a walk, right? And so I was very well attuned to the weather and the changing seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And also what was going on with the neighbors. You know, I had maybe 100, gusting up to 110 customers.
Huh.
But I was
you
pretty
walked.
Familiar with, I walked.
Wow.
37, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you were familiar with the seasons, you were familiar with the daily weather.
Mm-hmm.
You knew which neighbors took care of their lawns and which didn't, who let their dogs run wild and who didn't.
Yep.
What else did you pay attention to?
The way it smelled when they opened the door to pay the... Sometimes it smelled like food. Sometimes it smelled like kitty litter.
Ew.
And you know what? I ate a full, like, what was it? Almond sundae, almond something with chocolate, almonds, and ice cream and whipped cream every single day of my life during that phase. And I never gained an ounce.
Wow. Oh, to be young.
Yes. What the heck? Wait, what are you supposed to be talking about? Oh, yeah. Being in touch with the seasons.
Well, the eating is part of vacation, too, isn't it? Kind of take
well,
a break.
Yeah.
Celebrating the, the feast, the food.
Yeah.
I have friends who recently went on a yacht, and they would like do the whole. That's all the buffet.
Wow.
it's just decadence. It's utter decadence.
Mm-hmm.
Every picture, they're enjoying something scrumptious.
So. Oh, I was going to tell you said about ancient peoples.
Yes.
And if you read the Old Testament, you find that God takes that and he raises it up as ever, you know. He gives us signs that this is the way reality is and helps us with ways of doing things that helps us to enter into that life with him. But one of the things that you find in the Old Testament is you can sow your seed for the wheat, and harvest the wheat. You can do that for a number of years, but then you've got to let that piece of land rest.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do anything with it. Let it just go wild for one whole year. Because earth needs to rest as well. You know, the ground needs to rest. And the other thing is festivals, you know. Mm-hmm. There are certain feasts where you didn't just, like, say to each other, oh, happy Hanukkah, you know, in your house. Everybody in the whole nation of Israel was supposed, if you were able, you were supposed to pack up and head to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, in the Old Testament, they had vacations. They vacated their houses.
Well, they also had pilgrimages.
Right.
Right. So in that sense, their vacation was more of a pilgrimage than it was like a luxury, experience.
And they had good food, you know, get anything good to eat, anything good to drink that you like, and have a feast unto the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the focus, as you point out, is the pilgrimage, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to really get reconnected with God.
With your family, like taking the family, taking the children, taking those who are able to go. Yeah, what a powerful sense of community, too, that would provide.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody, you know, if our lives were more ordered around sacred feasts and sacred times rather than just seasonal vacations. Because right now, our lives are kind of more ordered around a school year.
Right.
You know, everything starts in August or September, ends in May or June, and then everybody breaks.
Which was the need of the 1800s agrarian society. It has nothing to do with the way things are now. It's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is kind of wild.
Kids don't know where chickens were, rather I should say, I gave the answer away. Kids don't know where eggs come from nowadays.
They don't?
Oh,
I don't know. I have so many friends who have chickens.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but your set of friends is particular, right?
They tend to be
Catholic, homeschool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guessing.
Yeah, a lot of them. Or combination, like some kids in school, some kids homeschools.
Right.
But
you can see the polls, like all these kids in elementary school. Where does milk come from? I don't know, the store. Yeah, but where does it come from before the store? No idea.
Mm-hmm. I love living in Delaware. Because I could go to the Amish farm and get straight, literally, like, I would get there early in the morning and it would be in the pails with the steam coming off of it still before they put it in the coolers. So it was that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of a neat reminder of an agrarian life, right? The Amish.
Mm-hmm.
Because their kids had businesses. The daughter was 12 years old, and she, like, the egg business was her business.
Which business?
The eggs.
Oh, right, yeah.
And cool. she sold a lot of eggs for $4 a dozen every day.
Wow.
She probably had hundreds of chickens.
Mm-hmm.
For the amount of eggs that she sold per day. And that was all her money to keep.
Right.
And to invest and to, you know, continue to grow. So, like, responsibility.
But even that, Deb, if you've ever had chickens, you probably have, haven't you? Have you had chickens?
I have not had the opportunity yet, but I hope to.
You've got to. But you find that chickens have their own rhythm. You know, they lay an egg every, like, 26 hours.
Hmm.
You know, and so it's, like, not exactly every day. It advances.
You have to have a bunch in order to have a regular supply.
Yeah, and the other thing is that sometimes suddenly all of them will stop.
Right.
Like you're getting 2 dozen eggs a day.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly you're getting 6 a day. What happens? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the heat. Sometimes they go into molt. You know, like all these different rhythms that are like circles within circles.
Mm-hmm.
And you really have to learn and adapt yourself to the environment.
That.
The reality, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is really valuable, I think.
Mm-hmm. And something also that we miss, living life on a, I don't know, how big is an iPhone? Maybe 3 inches by 5 inches?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I do remind people of that. You realize that this is only 3 by 5. You can't live your whole life on it.
Right.
too small. So, yeah, vacation. It should be restorative.
Right, not just fun.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we say?
Well, it should also have a spiritual component. It's not like it'll be rooted in worship.
Right.
You know, like those, there are things that are so intrinsic to life that we need them always. Mm-hmm. You know, prayer, scripture.
Yeah, you don't go on a holiday and skip food.
Exactly. Yes. Yep. Although you might need someone to be hungry.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you probably work in your parish all year long, right? Doing this, doing that, doing this. It's nice to go mm-hmm. and just sit down in a pew and mm-hmm. worship and let it go.
Well, you know, being very involved in liturgy, I'm much more aware of the quality of liturgy in other places. So that can have its upsides and downsides.
Sure, yeah. That's true, too.
Yeah, sometimes I much prefer.
Deb, that was a great discussion. I hate to cut you off, but we're almost done with our time for tonight.
And we also need to share how people can get a hold of us, Fred.
Yes, how do they get a hold of us?
Integrity Counseling Services for me, 610-601-9781. How about for you?
It is faintbarn.org, or the website is stbarn.org, all St. Barnabas services.
Excellent.
So remember, folks, there are fine podcasts going out every night of the week on the Four Persons Podcast and Blog. The show is a joint production of the renowned Four Persons Blog and St. Barnabas Reconciliation Ministries, a nonprofit Catholic company dedicated to reconciling all family members to each other, all Christian denominations to each other, and all people to God. Remember, for information or services on how to schedule an appointment or for questions, you can get hold of us at saintbarn@protonmail.com or saintbarn.org, or you can call Deb on
610-601-9781.
Thanks, Deb.
Thank you, Fred.
And, shall we say a quick little prayer? Can you say a prayer, Deb?
Your turn tonight.
Lord, thank you for this opportunity to talk about you. Please bless our efforts to help people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Bless
night,
you,
everybody.
All. Good night. Bye.
You just heard The Tangled Knot with Deb Rojas on the Four Persons Network. Real sound Catholic counseling that helps us to fulfill the greatest commandment to love God with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole strength, and, yes, our whole mind. We will see you next week for another wonderful show with Deb Rojas. The Four Persons Inc. is a registered 501c3 nonprofit. All rights reserved. Any unauthorized use of this content without the permission of the Four Persons Inc. and our hosts is prohibited and subject to legal action. Thank you.